Paul, congratulations. How pleased with that tonight?
Yeah, delighted. Obviously delighted with the victory. You know, cup games are all about getting into the next round, no matter how you do it. So for us to get there and beat one of our rivals in a derby game, somebody said there that we've not beat them at home for a long, long time. So to do that here especially, on the back of Saturday, you know, in front of a big crowd, was fantastic.
And no mistake with the penalties there?
No, the lads were different class, you know, very cool. You know, they take them a lot in training. And we just asked them to be nice and composed in what they do, you know, and they all done that.
Mm. In the game itself, I mean, you were very much on top after the red card, weren't you, and had chances, but they also had chances. It wasn't a bad derby overall, was it?
No, it wasn't. I'm sure it was a good game to watch. Most couple of pleasing things for me was how we reacted after going behind as well, you know, because they're a very good team, play with a lot of energy, very organised. And the lads didn't panic after going 1-0 down at home, which we've done a lot, you know, especially last season. You know, they stuck to what we wanted them to do, got themselves back in the game. Then obviously sending off changes it a little bit. Leeds were very, very organised, which Uwe's teams always are, and difficult to break down. Most pleasing thing for me that we just didn't resort to launching the ball into the box and up there. You know, we kept patient, we kept passing the ball. And I felt that we probably should have won the game in the 90 minutes, if not the extra time.
Did we also get a glimpse of Williams and what he's all about and what he's going to bring to this team this year?
Yeah, and like I've said pre-season, the more he's in the team and his fitness gets up and the more he plays with the James Coppingers, the Richie Wellens, the Harry Forresters, you know, the technical players that we've got, he'll do real well for us because his movement's fantastic off the ball. He played up against two very good champion centre-halves today and gave them real problems.
Do you think that's going to be a difference maybe from last season as well, that you've got that experienced core, all fit, all playing tonight against a championship team and showing what they're capable of?
Yeah, you know, when you think we've still got Richard Chapwell, Gary McKenzie, and Nathan Tyson was on the bench tonight, Paul Keegan to come into that. You know, it gives us competition for places, but it also gives me a really good core of experienced players who have been there, seen it, done it, and, you know, the squad's looking really strong at the minute.
How important is it to win to get the first win on the board? Then you mentioned that it's been a long time since Doncaster beat Leeds here, to give the fans that bit of momentum as well going into the
stadium. Yeah, it does. Look, they'll be going home buzzing tonight, you know, just purely with the win that we've just had. I thought they were excellent all the way through tonight, as they have been through pre-season and they were on Saturday. You know, but I'm a big believer, and I've said all along, if the lads are out there putting the performances in, putting the desire, the work rate, and the fans will back them all the way, and I think you're seeing that at the minute.
Does the fact that it went to extra time provide a challenge that you've got to rest up now and get ready for a game against Wigan this week?
With the short turnover of games, we'd have to have done that anyway. It's much easier to lift yourself up after that once you've won the game, you know. But they'll rest up. They can have a day off tomorrow. I think they've slightly earned that tonight. And we'll be in Saturday ready for the game on Sunday. But that's what pre-season's about as well, you know, and we've worked them hard. They've had 3-4 sessions a day sometimes to try and prepare you for scenarios like this.
Did you get a good look at the challenge that led to the red card, and have you got a thought on that?
No, I didn't. I don't. One thing I do know is that the kid's a very good footballer and he's not malicious. You know, I've been told that he did go on with 2 feet. Somebody else has said that he slipped a little bit, but he's not a dirty player at all. He's a fantastic footballer. He's going to have a big career ahead of him.
And just to finish, it is Ipswich in the next round. I thought that they're going to be your next opponents here in the second round.
Yeah, it'll be another tough game against a very, very good championship team. Another very, very good manager. You know, we can take a lot of confidence from tonight. You know, last season we went to Watford and went to Fulham and put in fantastic performances against championship teams again. But we've got quite a few league games before that, but it's one we'll look forward to.
Thank you.